Another week has gone by, and it's time once again. Well, let's just felk it. That's right. It's time for Female Encounters of the Live Kind. Here's Carrie and Alicia.
We are okay. Yeah. Welcome to Female Encounters of the Live Kind.
Hey,
hi.
Carrie.
Hi, Alicia.
You're my favorite person ever.
You're my second favorite person ever.
Golly gosh. It's okay. At least I'm in the top five.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, hell yeah, then. I'm in.
In like a dirty shirt.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us again.
Yeah. She had so much fun last time. She came back for more.
Yeah.
We're like the gift that keeps on giving.
That's what they call me. One more Katie.
Like a rash. You can't get rid of us. Or a venereal disease or all the things.
Not it, unless you try real hard. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. And we are at Traeger's.
Look at you taking over.
I am. I tried. I'm going to do it. And then that was all I got. You take over.
Oh.
I did really good for the...
That we're at Traeger's?
Yeah, do it.
Okay, we're at Traeger's Bar.
And do they have, like, trivia night here or anything?
They do. They have trivia night on Wednesdays. And guess what's on Thursdays? Trivia night. It's Singo's on Wednesdays. That was a test, and you failed.
Ah. Well, it's a good thing I'm not in trivia right now.
Good thing.
And
good
they
thing.
Have hot dogs and a porch.
They do.
I think they
you
call
should
them
have
patios
Carrie
when they don't
spots.
Have covers over them.
You should have Carrie.
Can I write the spots?
Oh, no, we're here with a truck, game? With a patio, with some hot dogs.
Wait. Do you remember that one game that I was trying to get you to play that one day that you don't want to play?
Oh, yeah, the thing where you describe something that's totally different and you have to guess what it is.
Right, so you can describe this. Okay, describe this, I mean, this, without saying what this is. Go ahead.
Has a stick to it, and some legs.
No, but, like, give it a name. So instead of microphone, you would say tall thing that records sound. It's a tall recorder.
That big thing you put your mouth towards.
Yeah, she's not single.
Microphone.
She's
I nailed
sad,
it.
Not single.
I nailed it.
But remember that? And yeah. It was like, what do you call toast? And it was just like rough bread. Like it was. And I think that would be a fun game to play.
It was Carrie farting. We apologize.
No, that was just flatulence.
Oh, whispers in her panties.
Yeah, I don't fart. I whisper in my panties.
And then I say, everyone's whispered in your panties.
So what I really like to do is when I fart and I'm around people I don't like, I like to ask them if they smell popcorn.
I've heard about this.
Yes, I told that story already.
Yeah, so I already know that if... Yeah, I'm not doing it. But I have a friend that she like pretends to whisper, you know, like girls especially, like, come here, I want to tell you something. So you lean in, and right when you lean in, you're all, God damn it, girl. Like, she's like, I'm not really telling you a secret. I'm just roasting your nose hairs. You're like, you nasty
SPD.
Bitch.
It's SPD.
And sometimes I do feel like girls can be as nasty as guys. I think guys can hold their own so nasty. And I'm like,
no.
We are the worst.
Girls are nastier. We're just not so
vocal
about it.
Yeah.
We're not blatant about it.
Like, in our tight circles, we're nasty.
There is
we're
something
just, like,
to be
nasty
said about, like, undercover nasty. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I feel like we do, like, the... what's it called? Kiss and tell a lot more than dudes do because they can respect their partners, I think. And we're just like, hell yeah! Right? And then we don't talk about pooping and farting in front of the dudes, but behind closed circles, you're like, oh my God, last night you would believe what happened to my sheets. Like, I don't know.
You pooped your sheets, Carrie? I'm
no.
so sorry.
Was it like a scene from...
I did not ever poop my sheets.
You just said that.
No, I shit on my shower curtain once. Remember, we've had this story. It was
you
like,
can't trust those farts.
But you can't at this age. And my shower, I was sick. I was really sick.
I was 12 and I just broke my neck.
I was bending over the toilet vomiting and the shower was behind me and things come out both ends. And so that, well,
I think
we can edit
there.
This part out.
No, we won't.
Okay.
We'll keep it in.
But everyone's had a pooping accident, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Let's hear it.
No.
Well, I just went for it. Katie,
well,
come on.
I don't have a story about it.
Not yet. Night's young.
Right.
Katie, what's your
biggest
poop
accident? I'll be 38 on Saturday, and I've yet to poop my pants.
I refuse to live in a house that doesn't have two bathrooms, so I don't think I've really ever had, like, a pooping
accident.
No,
but, like, in you've never been in public and, like, coughed and sharted or anything?
No.
Wow, it's just me?
I almost shit myself one time when I was at a different bar, and I am assuming that they just didn't clean their tap lines out, and I... had to very quickly rush into the bathroom, which has two toilets in it, but no stalls.
Oh.
So that's awkward already. Yeah. And then my entire life evacuated out of my bowels. And, like, I was just terrified that, like, everyone was just going to know that I had pooped in public.
But again, it goes back to people are just more open-minded nowadays. You can be like, yo, I just sharted, I gotta go home.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, what do you think the turn was?
Yeah.
Or, like, a number three.
What do you think the turning point was when people were like, you know what? We can talk about this. Any ideas?
Why are you asking me?
I'm legitimately curious what you think the turning point was.
I don't know what the turning point was.
I think it was when JFK was assassinated.
What the hell?
I'm just kidding. I don't even know what answer you could have given me, but I was curious because you said it, so I thought there was some backing behind it. But
when people were more comfortable talking about medical things. Like, I feel like right now, women now can say, like, hey, do you have a tampon? Do you have a pad? Where back in the day, it was a whisper in, like, a closet. Do you have a tampon? Where it's like, no, you got a tampon or a pad. Like, I think people are getting more comfortable talking about the functions of the body.
So,
and people shit,
do you know
people
why
fart,
people are?
People have
because what? Of people like you, and mm-hmm. people like me, and people like Katie, who, there's
say
no
like
shame
is.
Behind
there's
it.
There's no shame.
Yeah.
There's
no.
We get sick, we have periods, it happens. We're human.
Yeah. I don't know if you're familiar with Diva Cups, but I wear those.
My daughter experimented with those.
Yeah.
And...
is it a lesbian thing? Is that what you said, experimented?
No.
Whoa. Honey Bunny, if you're listening to this, I love you.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
And everything's fine.
We love our lesbians.
So there's a bigger question about this, and I'm not going to say anything about anybody I know, but are Diva Cups usable on virgins?
Yes.
Because that was the question, because I'm like, if
blood
can pass,
I'm sorry, would you rather put
pass.
A tampon there?
Well,
no,
that's
thank
the thing,
you.
Like, if blood can pass, blood can pass, but then it was a conversation that we couldn't come to a conclusion
yeah.
about.
Menstruation.
But because you can still menstruate and be a virgin. I mean.
Well, yeah, obviously.
So I would think a Diva Cup and a tampon would be still applicable.
You know, part of the reason I don't like horses is because of the...
Whoa, what happened with you and a horse?
Because I heard that you can bust your hymen on a horse.
Mm-hmm. What happened? That's what happened to me, guys.
And like girls in gymnastics, like
gymnastics,
doing some of the
yeah.
stuff.
That's why I can't do a cartwheel. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. No, thank you. I'm not
well,
into
I
it.
Can't do a cartwheel because I'm fucking old.
Could you ever though?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh no, me.
I did.
I'm all watch
this
somersault.
I did 10 years of dance.
10 years.
I was in gymnastics for a long time.
You were,
but I still have a hymen, so.
No, you have a high man.
Hi, man. A howdy man.
Hey, how you doing, man?
What up, man?
Yeah, you do.
I hope my
10 years.
Never listens to this show.
Yeah, 10 years of dance. I did 8 years of softball.
What kind of dance?
All of them.
Oh.
Interpretive dance. I did hip hop. I did ballet.
I feel like
I
anytime
tap.
I dance, it is interpretive.
I really, when I was younger, I really wanted to do like toe dancing. Mm-hmm. Like where, like it's like the ballet dancing, but like
you're
always
on. What's it called, on point or something like that?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Yeah. But my mom would never let me sign up for that because it like wrecks your feet.
Oh, yeah. It's
oh, yeah,
like,
your toes
it's like binding pretty much. Yeah. Like it, yeah, it's not good. Good for your mom.
Yeah. She also wouldn't let me mow the lawn because she was convinced I was going to chop off my feet. So.
Oh, our moms sound similar.
Yeah. Were you not allowed to light the grill because you would blow up the house?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
I was also not allowed to go to 7-Eleven if it was after 5 p.m. because that's when stuff happened.
Yeah. I remember the 7-Eleven on, what was it, 30th Street?
Mm-hmm.
30th and Butler.
30th and, yeah.
Because we grew up on Knutson and we'd go down there. And, like, I was always so confused being, like, a younger kid and, like, just a bunch of, like, teenagers hanging out outside of the 7-Eleven.
Well, that's
and I'm
where
like,
we planned our hill parties.
Okay. Well, but you can't even get beer at the 7-Eleven.
No. You don't get the beer there. That's where you meet to plan.
Oh.
So, you're, like,
you're,
someone's
and then
getting
you find
the
a
cakes.
Home with
while you were being,
oh, okay.
Yeah. While you were being confused of the teenagers that were mm-hmm. hanging out at 7-Eleven, Carrie was the teenager
yes.
hanging out at 7-Eleven.
Because I'm a little bit older than you, so, yeah. So, you meet there, and this is where the party's going to be. This is where you're going to get everyone's pitching for the keg, and then so-and-so's getting the pallet, and then everyone meets at the rendezvous point in the hills to not start the hills on fire and get super drunk and then drive in the hills without a seatbelt while lighting things on fire, drinking as illegal. So it was super, not illegal, Jesus, illegal minors.
It's all right. When I was a lifeguard, two of the girls that were lifeguards with us were volunteer firefighters, and we went out to a party in the hills one time.
Wait, is that how you know my brother?
Yeah.
Okay, carry on.
And we we set a tree on fire accidentally, and then they had, like, their, like, little volunteer radios with them, and as soon as we heard that, like, people were getting dispatched out, a bunch of us left, and they stayed there and acted like they just responded to the fire. And we're like, it's okay, like, we're helping put this out. We're responding. We did not start this.
We didn't start the fire. That's
we
genius.
We didn't start it, but we tried. Or we didn't light it, but we tried. You're the singer, not me.
Oh, yeah. But that was right? a good line. Yeah. We didn't light it, but we tried to fight it.
Yeah.
Mm, I like it.
She can do it much better.
Are you coming to my birthday party?
I don't know. She was trying to.
You have...
It's on Facebook, and I invited you.
Okay, yeah, probably.
Thank you.
I really just, if you tell me right now, I'll put it in the calendar in my phone.
It's on Saturday.
Oh, yes, I will come.
3 days.
Oh, I will come.
If you have a birthday, they will come.
Oh, are you coming?
Yeah. Hmm.
Did I just miss part of the conversation?
Yeah, you did. It's fine.
I still need to find a tiny hat.
Oh, for your Boy George?
Boy George. So if anyone... Yeah. Oh, you're not... By the time they hear this, the party's going to be over. I need a little top hat.
I have, like, a Santa one.
Like, little black?
Like a little snowman one. Yeah.
Can she change it?
Yeah, and it's tiny. Yeah, I've worn it a few times for the same costume.
Okay, so let's talk about our age again. Do you know who Boy George is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. With a little hat? That's what I need.
So, like, that's the weird thing about me. Like, I'm really young, but I hang out with a lot of older people because I hung out with my older sisters. So, like, I'm assuming you're my sister Aubrey's age.
Which is what? 29?
Yeah.
Totally.
Definitely.
I'm 45.
She's older than Aubrey?
She's 45. I'm 45.
Aubrey's 42, so not that much.
Well, yes. How old are you? Because I thought you were the Hubbub's age, my brother's age, and they're 44.
No.
So you just worked with him? But they...
Yeah, I just worked with him.
You thought Katie was 44? Well, she said she worked with my brothers.
No, not both of them, just...
Well, they're twins. They have the same age.
Well, yeah, but they didn't
I worked with someone named Irene at Western Warehouse who is 80. So just because you work with people... Jeez, OP.
No, your brother was like the old man lifeguard that like just came up.
Like you worked with the grouchy brother. Not the fun brother.
What? Darryl was fun.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
He's a stick in the mud.
Oh, dude, we talk shit to each other all the time. His fiance at the time wrote both of us up once because we were talking too much shit to each other.
Yeah, he was.
And she was like, "You guys have to be nicer to each other."
She's my sister-in-law now. She's great, but yeah. No, David is a little bit more wild than Daryl.
How old are you, Katie?
I've told my students that I'm 60, and they believe me, which is really cool.
I used to tell my people that I worked with that I was an ex-Navy SEAL. They totally bought it, and they sat the fuck down.
I won't tell Judy.
Oh.
How old are you?
I am 33.
33. You aged her by 11 years.
And she knows, but she knows who Boy George is.
Yeah.
And you're still, who are you?
We're Wham, but get this. So I ordered a wig that said George Michael wig. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ordered it. Came in yesterday. This thing is a mullet. I look like...
Oh, you got a shorty long
I look like Joe Dirt and George Michael had a baby and named it... Georgina. That's what I look like. So, you know what? I'm still going to do it because I don't care, but it's a lot.
I still need to find my...
It's a lot.
Us pimp.
I'm just going to get a Def Leppard shirt and, like, tuck my arm in.
yeah, do
wow.
it.
Wow.
Be Rick Allen.
No, just... my friend that's coming, he wanted to do the same thing. He's like, get Def Leppard and just, like, get a leopard shirt with earmuffs. And I was like, really? That's the stupidest thing ever. But he's now decided to be Weird Al Yankovic.
Which is perfect. I love it.
So a few years ago at Snowdown when they did their rock and roll theme, I accidentally very much insulted this one girl because I was like, oh, who's Ron Jeremy, the creepy poor dude?
What is he called? The gerbil?
Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
No, the hedgehog.
Like,
that's Richard Gere.
No, the gerbil, yeah. Hedgehog is Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
Not that I know my porn.
I thought we were talking about butt stuff.
Oh.
And Alicia's the one who brought it up. But I asked her if she was Ron Jeremy, and she got very offended, and she was like, I'm Weird Al. And I was like,
ooh. What if she said, no, I'm now Billie Jean King.
I can't see that. Wow, now I can't unsee that connection between Ron Jeremy and Weird Al. Only, I think one's super tall.
Yeah.
Because Weird Al is significantly taller than Ron Jeremy.
You're right. That's the difference.
She was a little short and stocky, and I wasn't, like, trying to be rude about it. But, like, I really thought she was, like, Ron Jeremy. I was so stoked about it. I was like, that is the coolest rock and roll outfit ever. Mm-mm. No. Now I'm an asshole, so that's cool.
I borderline want someone to come as Bob Ross.
Well, hold up. I love that you said that. Well, he's not a rock star. So I have the Bob Ross costume in my closet. And my friend who's coming as Weird Al is using my Bob Ross wig. So the wig, but we got the outfit. He's got the little.
So it's almost like he's here. It's almost like he's a little happy accident.
Yes. And I think he could rock it. Weird Al and I told him I just want him to wear that outfit and walk around all night and be like, who's that? Like,
I will cry. If I am drunk enough, I will cry.
Well, I am. Everyone's all throwing up their tacos.
We're having tacos?
No, I'm not cooking anything.
Oh,
okay. They're going to throw up something.
Wow.
Just because Weird Al's going to walk around telling everyone
they're
fat.
I've been told not to plan anything and not to do anything, so.
Hey, I got fired from throwing my own graduation party.
You know what? Historically speaking, my birthday has not been great, so.
This one's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I'm not raising a bar, but hypothetically I'm raising a bar.
So maybe. That's some pressure on me?
It's you and whoever
sounds
else.
Like it.
I don't know.
Sounds okay. Like it. It's going to be. Do we got you?
Have you cleaned out your garage?
Let me send out some texts really quick.
how's your mullet lawn going?
It's fixed. My lawn looks much better.
That's so good. Carrie, I go over there and I take my own equipment and I mow her lawn for her.
Oh, we don't have to talk about this story. This is terrible.
And so I do it and then she's like, oh, I don't know. I can't figure out my lawnmower. I'm like, oh, that's weird. So I do all that and then I'm looking at her lawnmower.
And I have a big lawn. This is not a little lawn.
I'm like looking at it and I go to start it. First try.
Well, like you had to pull the thingy and push the thingy, and I'm like,
did she not know how to prime it?
She didn't know how to start it. It's a battery-operated lawnmower.
So you don't even have to prime? What?
No. And it's perfect. And why was it taking you so long?
I also say that in a judging way, but I was also told not to mow the lawn at my house because my mom was convinced I was going to chop off my feet.
No, I didn't read the instructions all the way, and there's a little sticker that says, pull this, hit the start button, and go forward.
Okay, we've moved past that. Why?
Did the mullet happen?
Yeah.
Because it kept dying, so I'd go charge it. It had the green light, and I would get like 3 feet, and it would die. And I'm like, what the hell? So the battery's not holding the charge. The neighbors felt sorry for me. This is pathetic. The neighbors across the street are like, oh, bless her heart. She's been trying to mow that lawn for 3 days. And so like this part's tall, this part's short. That's what I'm saying. My front yard looked like a mullet. And he comes over, and he goes, you know, what's going on? I said, well, the battery says green. And he lifts the thingy where the grass flies out. I had it closed. So the grass was just bogging down the motor because it wasn't like, phew,
it wasn't getting air.
Yeah, and it wasn't flying out the side because I didn't have the bag attached where it goes into the bag thingy. So, and that flap had shut. So every time I mowed, so he opened it, just pulled out tons of grass, and then it worked like a charm.
Aw.
Oh, Carrie.
Sometimes, like, the most simple things just, phew, right by me.
You know, I support having penis jobs at my house, though. Like, penis jobs are real
gender
thing.
Roles?
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100% at my house. I'm not going to deal with spiders in my house, because if you want me to deal with that, I'm burning the fucking thing down. Like, I don't care. I'm not dealing with spiders.
Oh, see, and I would like to pretend I'm one of those little Miss Independent until I'm not.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I don't need a man.
Penis jobs.
I don't need a penis person
over here. I'm not taking out our
trash.
I'm not taking out our trash. That's a penis job. I'm not going to do that.
Wow, gross. Girl, wow.
Most of the time, cooking dinner is a penis job.
Well, let's go ahead and find your vagina job.
You know, I occasionally give Conrad back rubs. That's really nice.
Oh, that's nice.
I'll rub his feet after a hard day of working at the farm. I do that. I look pretty for him.
It sounds like a typical heterosexual
relationship. I think my vagina job is allowing him to do his penis jobs, like change my oil and
this
cook
is why
things
I'm always
on the
out
grill.
Of gas. Son of a bitch. I'm always out of gas. My battery's always dead. I can't.
No, I swear. I swear by almost always being out of gas because A, you can't hide in my car to kidnap me because there's so much stuff in my car, you're probably just going to suffocate.
This one.
Yep, uh-huh. So this equates
to the nastiest car in town.
It is a survival skill. It is
Absolutely.
A survival skill because there's so much shit in
you
my
just
car.
Gave her an excuse.
That, like, mm-hmm. people oh, cannot gosh. Hide in my car, and if you do, I'm not going to know that you were there until I start smelling your dead body from being crushed underneath things. And then if you do somehow happen to get two people inside of my car, like me being kidnapped and then the person kidnapping me, you're going to get all of 10 miles before you run out of gas.
And then you're stuck with us and all of our personalities.
I love that you have,
see, I'm not the only one that runs out of gas and doesn't
clean
their car.
Made excuses for your,
Some excuses. I don't know.
For our
know why you're talking to me about, like, excuses. No, survival skills, bro.
Survival skills. Okay. You spelled excuses wrong.
I'll pull the green bandit on you.
I can put gas in my car. I can mow my lawn. I can hang something. I just don't want to.
100%. Okay. Like, Conrad has taught me how to change my own oil. Conrad has taught me how to change my brakes. I'm 100%
capable of doing that stuff. Cook for themselves, clean themselves. They just don't want to.
I'm sorry. I lived by myself for all of 3 years, and I will never do that shit for myself ever again because I now have a Conrad who understands his penis jobs. So he takes out the trash for me.
See, I'm going to start a book that calls Vagina Obligations.
Oh.
Yeah. What does my vagina obligate me to do? So there's been a few times, like, at a soccer, you know, game, and there's a bunch of dads or dudes sitting around. Some random kid falls, and the dad's not there, the mom, and they're like, we'll go to her. And they're like, what? I have to pick up this kid? And this little kid's crying. Well, you're a female. Go give the kid a Band-Aid, rub the back. I'm all, what? My vagina obligated me to do so.
Yeah,
and
my
vagina obligated to make you soup when you're sick. So I want, but then I think on the backside of that book could be penis obligations. Therefore, like you said, kill my spider, fix my shit in the car. I'm gonna make you some soup when you're sick. Okay.
I think all of that is bullshit.
But and I think it's decided per couple. I really do.
Well,
so I think it's what the couple and the partnership, not however it works, decides. Well, I would like you to take this responsibility, and I'll take this one, and vice versa. But also, I can be responsible in my own kinda. But. I mean, I still get gas for the most part.
Like, I just think, like, I grew up with a single mom, so I learned how to, like, you know, fix a hole in your drywall, like, because your sister and you got in a fight and threw the door through it. You know, like, little things like that. Like, I was a very, raised very capable person. And then in my first, like, big serious relationship, like, I knew how to fix more stuff in our house than my boyfriend did. And it literally made me less attracted to him.
It's like emasculated.
It was like, dude, like, do you not have a penis? Do you not know how to do any of that? Like,
well, see, so okay, let's
how am I
let's
fixing
flip that for
actual things in our house more than you, bro?
So like, I was raised like a guy.
Give me your balls.
Okay. So I was raised not like
I'll
a guy.
I'll take those. You don't need them.
I was raised by a guy.
Not using them.
My dad raised me, and I have brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So I know how to do all these things. I don't want to. But when you say de-emasculating or whatever it is, I'm not a good cook. I suck at laundry. I suck at all the things that femininity or domestic females that some men I think want in a female. Like, I don't have fake nails. I very rarely wear makeup. I can make you toast. Yep. All the things.
Right there with you.
I, you know, I'll cuss like a sailor and do all the things. So it's like when you come to those gender roles, am I not a good female because I can't do those things? I can't make you a casserole, and I'm not going to tie like the best bow on a birthday gift. And where's the ice?
Have you been in relationships where men have made you think that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh.
See, and
you're
I was...
You're a bad woman. You're a bad woman because you don't cook and clean. I can make you toast, but I was raised, I can tow a car, and I can hunt, and I can cook, but I cannot make you anything more than toast, Kevron. So, you know what I mean? So it's just kind of weird, but I think times are changing in that respect. But how you say, like, men feel less man if they can't fix my car or hang my stuff. And sometimes I feel like less of a woman because I can't make you this badass casserole and I can't make everyone's owies go away.
See, and like I was raised super Mormon. So like young women's taught me how to do all the baking. Like I can sew, like I know how to crochet. Like I know how to do like the best laundry ever. Like I won't let Conrad touch my laundry because he will literally wash sweaters and towels together and it makes me want to punch babies. That's gross.
Why can't you wash sweaters and towels together? I'm just kidding. I wash my towels separate.
Okay. Like, I legit want to know. Because, again, like, I am...
Because of, like,
I'm a female, but I'm not
like,
a typical
the
different
female.
Fabrics.
Balls, the fabrics and stuff like that. It'll put, like, all of those little, like,
also,
weird ball things, and then you have to, like,
I
shave your sweaters a bunch more often.
I separate colors and whites and towels. Yep. Those are my three things.
Well, at least your wings aren't showing today.
Carrie's shirt's on backwards. We're having this whole conversation, and Carrie is
my top again. I just realized my outfit's on backwards. Oopsies!
Sorry, wow. The last time I saw her wear that outfit, she had like little wings from her sticky bra.
It was a green one.
Oh yeah, my sticky tooth.
That one stays up way better. Just so you know,
because it's backwards. This is the back. It goes.
Well, maybe you should do that all the time, Carrie.
But back to the topic.
Crisscross over here.
Like, I feel like, are men not going to be attracted to me or date me because I don't have those feminine qualities to offer to a partnership?
Obviously not. How long have you been single in your life? How many days have you been single? Ever?
Well, a long time, on and off. Like, in Crucis, I was single for 4 years. And then this
How old
last
were you?
Time?
How old were you?
22.
That doesn't count.
24?
Okay. That doesn't count.
Why?
You're in your 20s. Nothing counts in your 20s.
I didn't hook up with a single dude. And then when...
Nothing counts in your 20s,
My divorce now, I was single for a year.
Mm-hmm. Single. I'm talking single. Yes. Not hooking up with anyone. Single.
Nope. The last year, not a single hookup.
Cool. Well, then angel. I guess I'm proven wrong.
Absolutely.
You're such a fucking liar.
You're gonna be red. I had one extracurricular activity.
My point was...
But it wasn't a relationship. Still makes me single, correct? So if we're going to go for terminology, I have been single for almost a year, yes.
Okay.
I had an extracurricular weekend.
I went to camp once.
It was really fun.
You don't qualify as a born-again virgin, trust me.
Yeah, your hymen, it's not back, baby.
But... I can do that with my ear. I did that with my ear. For reals, like
how
a
much wax do you have in your ear to like get that just, suction?
Well, and no, it's just the way I itch my ear. Okay, ready?
It's the same concept. Bunch of oil in there. That is what's causing that. Clean out your ears. A little
medical
bit of like
professional
water and hydrogen peroxide. Pour it in there. Let it fizzle for a little bit, and then like dump it out.
No, I can't do that.
I've been doing it for years
because you clean your ears properly.
No, you don't have to get in there.
You heard it here, folks. I clean my ears properly.
No, you just. It's the same thing as this. It's all suction. Q-tips.
That's my role in relationships.
It's the same suction thing. It's a suction thing.
Yeah.
So would you not date a man if he wasn't, like, super manly? Like, I dated this guy who didn't know how to do shit. He was very metro.
Like,
so
never again. I wouldn't. Like, with my
so
ex.
So you're looking for the manliness of a man.
Dad, you guys are so straight. You guys are so straight. It's crazy.
I mean, but like.
So you're attracted to the typical qualities that are associated with a man.
He's, like, very soft and caring, too. Like, Conrad really is, like, the most perfect specimen of a man ever. Like, he can fix anything in our house. Like, our heater.
Specimen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
We're all like, specimens,
we
bro.
We should put him up on a high shelf and, like, evaluate any other man against him. Because, like, he's so
that's
kind
the way that you should
like,
talk about who you're with,
soft.
By the way. But that's like, the way you should talk about your significant other. That right there.
Put him up on a
let's
shelf?
Let's frame... Yes, that mentality.
Oh, okay, so we have a new term now, shelf-worthy. That's the name of this show. Is he shelf-worthy?
Shelf-worthy.
Or is she shelf-worthy, or whoever is your person, shelf-worthy. Put them on up shelf.
That's how you should,
them.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Maybe it doesn't go off, like, their manliness or their femininity.
It's just the, it's just the-ness.
Like, he has the compilation of everything. Like, he
for
has
you,
that,
though,
like,
right?
He can fix like,
what if
whatever
some,
I need fixed
what if some
in my
dude
life.
Dude wanted to date me and I can't like, make a casserole, then I'm not the compilation of everything he wants.
You gotta find your people, bro.
We don't care about what he wants, we care about what we want. And
that's what
we're
trying to say.
That's the point.
Yeah,
that's what
we're trying
to say. You have to find what compilation works for you.
Quit trying to serve other people, Carrie.
I'm trying to say, you have to find what works for you.
Be selfish. Start.
What'd you say?
In different ways.
Be selfish.
In different ways,
be
please.
Be selfish.
Well, I know what
I'm
I want.
I'm not telling you to be 20 minutes late to a podcast anymore. Be selfish in different ways.
It was a situation, okay?
It was, but it's been fun, guys. This was good.
I like this conversation because I think in the end, you find ever...
You works. Find your person, dude.
And you find
and,
the person
and that's
for your
the
shelf.
Way...
Put your person on your shelf, but not everyone's in your shelf worthy. Might not be
and
your
don't
shelf
settle
worthy.
Until you want to put someone on a shelf.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need to
that's
go...
my parting words. Get parting
any
words,
of,
Katie?
Any of my ladies that are, like, trying to, like, find the right man, I say don't put up with shit and wait until you find your Conrad. That's what I say.
Oh.
Wait until
shelf
you find
worthy.
Your Conrad.
Shelf.
Yeah.
Wait
yeah.
until
yeah.
you find well. Someone to put on the shelf.
Carrie?
I don't know.
That's
I've,
your
I've
parting words?
I've changed my perspective in dating in the last, well, I've been 700 years old. Yep.
I almost hit the mail encounters close.
No, I mean, I've just changed.
That would have
so,
been
like,
irony.
Age, you, you know what you want. We're not messing around. Put them on the shelf.
Yeah.
Shelf worthy.
Shelf it.
That's it for today. They'll be back next Friday with a brand new edition. In the meantime, don't hold any of their sponsors accountable. They are not responsible for anything that may slip out of one of their mouths.
This program is sole property of InterWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact InterWestConcepts.com.
Your input is appreciated. Just email us at InterWestConcepts.com. That's InterWestConcepts.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.